A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Huge stack of stuff today to talk about. You know, it's interesting. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about how there's some very interesting developments going on. You know, not just developments, not just, you know, there's always things changing, but there's a lot of really interesting and kind of fun changes, some not so fun. And we'll talk about all of those. And, of course, take your calls at 866-821-8255. And the live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com. That's drdavelive@gmail.com. And as usual, and never ready, the ever-present, massively muscular, Cold Stone, Evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough. Evil,
evil is evil. Well, I'm a little out of sorts this morning.
Me too.
Because I got up with the full intention of taking advantage
of getting
this,
up.
Of getting up. That was the hard part. But then once I got up, I was all fired up and get ready to hop on the motorcycle
and ride
over here today to the bunker. Because the weather's so beautiful. It's absolutely perfect for riding on a motorcycle. And my battery was dead. And so I'm a little perturbed.
I thought you had a little trickle thing set up on that
thing. Well, I did. But I think
it didn't trickle.
I think I may have not had it on there for a little bit and then put it on there, but it doesn't charge. It won't charge your battery.
Right,
it'll
right.
just maintain it. And so
right.
I think it may have lost its juice over the holiday. And then
you haven't started that thing in a couple of months.
No, it's been a while. But what I need to do as well, I may need to look at the battery itself because it is from 2011, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's 15 now.
Yeah.
That's a couple of good years there.
4 years, yeah. Three years.
And, you know, standard wet cell batteries for motorcycles, notorious for kind of
dry out
losing
after
it.
About 3 years.
Yep, losing it pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I hope I don't have to get
not
one.
A
but
lot of reserve.
If I do.
Probably do.
Because, you know, without a kickstart, see, I'm used to having
right.
that backup on my
right.
old Honda.
Right.
This thing, if you don't kickstart it, then you got to either push start it or you're screwed.
Yeah, and how do you push start that thing?
I couldn't do it. Well, actually, I probably could, but it'd be really hard.
Yeah.
Throw my back out and I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off track there, but that's the reason why I'm a little discombobulated and a little bit, you know.
Like irritable?
You can see that my right eyebrow is kind of
curled,
twitching and kind of getting angry.
Yeah.
And I can push them up like, do this John Strobeck and make them really nice and prominent and angry. And that's how they are right now. Hey, John, if you're listening, I'm not making
nothing
fun
personal.
Of it. I'm just saying you have a good prominent eyebrow feature. That's all I'm saying.
He doesn't have the unibrow. It's eyebrows.
No, and I am
two brows.
And I am working on kind of competing
catching
with
up.
Your eyebrow.
Yeah. No,
prominence.
You're far. You're long, long, far away. Dude.
I am. I am really.
And me, I'm my computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave. All right. What a great, wonderful Saturday morning.
I'm going to take over one more second.
Okay.
New phone yesterday.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, the Moto X 2.
Yeah.
Version 2. Really nice. I had looked at it a little bit before we purchased it from a buddy of mine that has one.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with just the feel, the size.
Yeah.
It just has a good feel to it. And, of course, I'm going from the Atrix 2 to that. So right. It was a similar kind of look and feel as far as the operating system. So it wasn't totally crazy, weird, different. But it is enough that I'm impressed. It's really nice. Yeah. I'm having fun playing with it.
Yeah, very powerful machine. Yes, Nick and I have got the Moto X, not the 2. And very impressed. And we got that for the same reason you got the Moto X 2, which is it's like an engineered phone. You know, a lot of the phones now are very kind of fluffy and a lot of peripheral stuff kind of thrown in by various manufacturers. It's all based obviously on Android, but different manufacturers throw their stuff in. And a lot of times it's kind of, at least.
It's glommed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nick and I really appreciated the streamlined nature of the Moto X. And the Moto X 2 is similar, just more powerful, a little bit bigger, but still very streamlined. Now, what's interesting about this is that the Moto X was the first phone that Google ever produced. And the Moto X 2 is now the first phone that Lenovo ever produced. Uh-huh. Because you do know that...
Oh, that's right. No wonder Lenovo kept on trying to dial Chinese food.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm sure I ordered it. Yeah, I just didn't realize that intuitive search for Chinese food was not my idea.
Yeah, perpetual.
Dang it. I knew it.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Big news, and it was kind of funny because we had actually talked about this company last Saturday in relation to Parts Express and, you know, the market and how the Parts Express kind of had taken over where this company had pulled out. Radio Shack last week announcing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They're not shutting down. They're going to shut down a bunch of stores. They're not going out of business. Some of the stores that remain, they have inked a deal with Sprint to kind of take a corner of the store, share some of the costs, and they're hoping that having the Sprint counter in the Radio Shack stores will bring in more business. I don't know. I mean... I've thought a lot about this because, you know, as a kind of a geeky guy since I was about the age of 2.
Kinda.
Radio Shack's been an important part of my life. I spent a lot of time in Radio Shacks, and so did you. In fact, didn't you lose like $350 bucks in a Radio Shack once, and you didn't spend it?
In my wallet.
And you didn't
spend it. My entire
wallet. Yeah,
I
remember that.
Ooh, that was, don't even, why, he reminded
me of
that.
Sorry, dude. Now you're even more cranky.
That makes me angry!
But... You know, it's been in fact, I worked for Tandy / Radio Shack for a few years when in the early 80s, when it came to multi-user computers at a reasonable price, there was only one choice in 1982, and that was Tandy Radio Shack. And at the, even at the time, people kind of made fun of it. But, you know, if you owned a small business and didn't want to spend $75,000 or $100,000 on a four or six station multi-user setup, you went to Tandy Radio Shack, and you got a good value. We'll talk more about the bankruptcy of Radio Shack and more right after this.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere? Well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com. Secure.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.